Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, what are the emotional processing abilities we would see with narcissistic personality disorder? Now, this is an area that's been researched somewhat. I wouldn't say a lot, but somewhat. And we know a lot of interesting information about how narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD, can present. Now, much of this information regarding emotional processing is consistent with the symptom criteria we see for NPD in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. The first area I'll cover with the emotional processing of NPD is a condition known as alexithymia. Now, this is a condition we sometimes see with narcissistic personality disorder and other mental health disorders. Now, alexithymia is a condition where an individual has difficulty identifying their own feelings and difficulty differentiating their feelings from bodily sensations. Also, individuals with alexithymia have difficulty identifying feelings in other people. Now, we have other research on NPD that indicates that many individuals with NPD fail to recognize disgust and fear in other people. And they tend to have a negative reaction when they see something that is considered normally to be happy. And they have indifference when they see a fearful or sad condition. Now, this is interesting for a variety of reasons, but one is that many individuals with NPD have a fear of losing emotional regulation. So fear is something they often experience, yet there is confusion when trying to identify fear in other people. Another item related to emotional processing with NPD is aggression. Now, aggression has an unusual place with NPD. Sometimes we could think of the product of aggression when processed through narcissistic personality disorder as positive or negative. For example, if it's processed in a positive way, it can lead to perfectionistic tendencies, but not overly perfectionistic. So this could be helpful at careers, for example. And we can see an increase in competence. Now, on the destructive or negative side of aggression, of course, we see arrogance and a condescending attitude. Another type of aggression is aggression that's pointed inward. And of course, we would normally think of this as being negative. We see it in NPD as self-hatred and self-criticism. And this is not something that would be necessarily observable to someone on the outside. This is an internal process that's actually fairly common with NPD. A lack of empathy is often associated with NPD. It's actually one of the symptom criteria in the DSM. But interestingly, there is a difference when we look at empathy between cognitive empathy and emotional empathy. And research indicates that individuals with NPD generally have cognitive empathy that's within the normal range. That's the same as individuals that do not have NPD. It's the emotional empathy that appears to be compromised. So an individual with NPD can often feel, but they don't act. So they can, in many cases, understand what somebody's feeling, but there's no movement to act on that feeling. So this is where we see the lack of empathy. It's really in the observable behavior rather than the cognitive process. Another interesting item related to emotional processing in NPD is that a number of individuals with NPD have fragile self-esteem. Now again, when we look at the symptom criteria, this would not be obvious. Now this self-esteem can be boosted externally. For example, being promoted at work or doing well at work or receiving praise from other people. It can also be moved downward externally. It can be negatively affected. Someone can lose their self-esteem because they lose praise, or they lose the job, or they lose relationships. So the self-esteem for many people with NPD is really externally controlled. And of course, this lack of internal control and being dependent on external situations for self-esteem leads to problems. The last item I'll cover here with NPD and emotional processing is this term we see in the literature referred to as an expectation of super empathetic understanding. This is a condition that we see with many disorders, not just NPD, but it is closely associated with NPD. And this is where an individual with NPD would believe that other people automatically know how they feel, what they're thinking, and what they expect. So this leads to what are referred to as silent demands. An individual with NPD may expect people to know what they're thinking and put demands on them, and of course those demands wouldn't be met, and this could lead to a number of negative reactions, including aggression or a drop in self-esteem. So how does this information about emotional processing and NPD affect the treatment that's provided to people who have narcissistic personality disorder? Well, there are a few theories that have come out of all these different pieces of information on emotional processing. One is that therapy should be focused, at least in part, on increasing an awareness of behavior, internal processes, and the patterns that individuals with NPD sometimes can find. For example, being condescending or arrogant, or that expectation that other people know what they're thinking or feeling. So it's believed that increasing the ability to identify feelings and being more aware of behaviors could lead to insight that could aid in recovery.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevets. Learn more at arslonga.media.
Hi, I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker and I host the podcast Impact of Influence, which for 2 years covered in depth Alec Murdoch, who was eventually convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. That story continues to evolve, and we will cover that. Plus, we will tell you stories of other true crime events that have happened in the South. Please join us on Impact of Influence. And give us a follow on the Impact of Influence Facebook page.